Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Judith Glazer back on the show. Dr. Judy Glazer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Judy, been a long-time member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, 9 years. How about that? For almost 9 years, she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, the chairman of Creating We Institute. She's doing some amazing research and analysis and commentary on the power and the science of conversation. She's written the important books on the topic. Conversational Intelligence is a landmark work, among others, that she has written. She's our good friend. Judith Glazer, welcome back.
I am so thrilled to be here this morning. You have been on my mind for such a long time. I can't believe it.
Me too. I've missed you, and it hasn't been that long. It's only been since October, but still, I don't like going that long without talking to you, Judy.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We have 12 people here sleeping over.
Oh, wow.
For the New Year. Yep, and they all promised that they were going to come in and make a lot of noise so everybody in your audience can hear the news.
We call that, around here, we call that ambiance. Okay, Judy, conversational cocktail. You talk about that, conversational cocktails. What does that mean?
So what happens is that every time you and I talk to each other, something has to happen in the brain so that I can understand and hear you. And and make sense of what you're doing, thinking. And we have never looked behind the scenes what's going on in the brain. And now we have the ability, and our research is going inside the brain to look at what are the cocktails that are taking place as we speak that enable me to either respond to you in good ways or respond to you in bad ways.
Hmm.
Because conversation is not just the words we use or the information we share. It's how we activate each other.
And the cocktail is not only the synaptic and other biological things that happen. It's also based on experiential stuff, right? Our education, the way we were raised, all those things, right? It's a real complicated cocktail.
Let me frame something up that you're speaking for everybody. Is we used to think that conversations were information. I'll share information with you. I'll go to school. I'll learn information. By putting the word information, it's made it a thing that we transfer back and forth, right? That's not what it's about.
And
right?
See, that's called content. That's just content, right?
It's just content. And we put a big weight on content. We value it. Kids go to school and they get tested. And when they know the content,
the millennials think that's all that matters is content.
That's right. Exactly. So being smart, which is wonderful, that's a piece of the content. We've used that as a judge for what gets people forward and ahead. At least we used to. Not anymore. So there's so many things we're now exploring, like emotional intelligence that came mm-hmm. into the picture 10 years ago, which is when people interact with each other, how do they impact each other? When you and I are talking, am I making you feel good? Are you saying, I can't wait to speak to her again? Like you and I have this great relationship, mm-hmm. so we were thinking about each other even before we called.
Yep.
All of that is happening as part of the conversation.
Very interesting. And how much, here's a word that I've been using a lot lately, to try to explain what's going on between the generations.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a conversational challenge between the generations now, these days.
Right.
We got more generations in the workplace than ever before, in my career for sure. And there is a conversational chasm to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used the other word I use besides content is context.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the context has an awful lot, in my non-scientific way of thinking about it, which is not what you do, but in my non-scientific way to think about it, I think about it as we have content, and we may or may not have context. What do you think?
You've just identified one of the most important significant factors in what makes a conversation work or not work. Context.
Mm-hmm.
It has risen up to become the distinguishing factor for people that are successful with conversations, and here's why. I have what stuff going on in my head, so the context is my head. I'm
mm-hmm.
my own reference. Your context is your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a leader goes outside of their heads and says, let me tell you what the context is here for us to think together, he or she has now created a bridge between your brain
mm-hmm.
and my brain, and now we're thinking in the same universe.
But the conversation only is successful if I, the recipient, accept the context.
Absolutely.
Except not, number one, not only the context, but also whether I even want context.
Yep.
Whether I even value any context, let alone that context. And that's something I would like you to talk to us about after these messages. This
okay.
is really important, folks. She is, I'm telling you, she's on the forefront of this research, and I'm so proud of her. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Gina Glazer and I will be right back. Stay with us.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.